Welcome to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast, your home for insights and insider knowledge about hypnotic change work. With your hosts, control practitioners and hypnotists, Nicole Mazzucato and Anthony Gitch.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hypnotic Healers. I'm Nicole Mazzucato, and as always, I'm here with my friend and co-host Anthony Gitch, all the way over there. Our usual disclaimer before we get started, neither Anthony or I are licensed medical professionals, psychologists, psychiatrists or anything of the sort, so please do not make any changes or alterations to any medications or treatments you're on based on the conversation you hear here today. Take what you like, leave the rest, and while you're leaving stuff, leave us a like, a love, a heart, a thumbs up, get in touch, send us a message, leave us a review, and say hi. Hello, Anthony. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm recovering fully from all of the excitement over the past week and a half, much as you are doing from all of your world traveling around in a short amount of time. My little Carmen, yes. San Diego.
Yeah, lots of moving about at the moment, which is nice. It's nice to be in different places and hanging out with people. Yeah. I just got back from the beautiful Lake District in the north of England from a weekend with the Jacquins and some people from the community, which was a lot of fun. Really, really nice. It's such a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
Yes,
really amazing.
Heard that multiple times. I would love to. Yeah, when Carl and I were hanging out, I asked him about up there, and he says, "Yeah, it's lovely. He really likes it."
Yeah, it really is mind-blowingly stunning. The nature and the hills and the lakes and just, it's really, really a special place.
Right on. Well, I'm glad that you went. I'm glad you had a good time. I hope that you took a lot with you from the get together.
Yeah. Lots of connection, you know, connection, learning, growing, meeting up with people and sharing, you know, sharing the experience of what we do and how we're getting on. And yeah, it's always great to be in the same space with people like that and to meet up in person. Online world that we live in, it's really nice to be around humans.
Yes, it is. We just finished the first annual conference here in the Pacific Northwest.
And
I was around people for 2 days prior all the way until 4 days after. It wasn't until literally a week after it had ended that I finally had a day by myself. Which is unusual because, of course, I spend most days by myself unless I'm working with clients, right? And I was around people from morning till night for a week, and entertaining and being a good, you know, host to everybody at the conference. I mean, those 2 days, I think I walked like 13 or 14 miles on Saturday between rooms and up and down stairs. And I think, in fact, my phone said I did 27 flights of stairs that day.
Wow.
Running up and down and back and forth and making sure, you know, I think I met every single person who attended the conference.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it was a productive weekend. It was very, very busy. And then I ran up to Vancouver, Canada with Carl Smith. We all know UK Hypnosis Academy, of course. He was our keynote speaker. And he invited me on a trip to Vancouver. And so I went with him. And it was a whirlwind of 3 days. I got heat stroke. It was so beautiful up there. And since the day after everybody left, it's just been crappy weather here. Just regular back to the Pacific Northwest, overcast, maybe 68 degrees, wind blowing, kind of half rainy. I'm like, oh God, I'm so glad that everybody got to experience really beautiful freaking weather while they were here. Rob DeGroof, who we haven't had on the show yet, and he in fact mentioned the fact that he hadn't been on the show since we talked about having him on last year. But he and his wife are from Belgium. They run the European Hypnosis Academy. And of course, Rob is a big name in the industry, in golf and sports and all sorts of other stuff. And he and his wife came over for 17 days.
Wow.
They were over here exploring Oregon and Washington. And I had sent them a list of places to visit here that I think are beautiful. You know, I mean, I grew up here, right? And so I know a lot of places around here. And I think that somehow or another in 17 days, I think they hit almost every single place I told them that I'd been in my entire life. It was amazing. And they had such a good time and they just love it here. They thought it was the most beautiful part of the United States they'd ever been to, of course, which made it all that much better. You know, that made me feel good that they had such a good time while they were here.
Nice. So,
yeah. And I was invited to come over and teach in Belgium. And so I'll probably be figuring out how to jump on that opportunity at some point, but yeah, it was a really positive, experience.
Cool. So other than being a tour guide or giving people suggestions on where to go, the big, you know, the elephant in the room really is this conference that you put together that took place 10 days ago. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how it went. It was the first conference, the first Pacific Northwest conference. I know you know, it was a lot of work that you put in behind the scenes for months and months and months beforehand. Just a little, you know, a huge investment, time, energy, financially, you know, love and passion and all the rest of it. And I know it wasn't all smooth sailing, and I think it would be naive to think that putting something together like that is going to be smooth sailing. So tell us how it went.
Oh, it was smooth sailing. easy peasy. You know, I didn't recognize how much work it was until it didn't really hit me until Friday night when I picked up one of the people from the airport. And gave them a ride to Tacoma to get them all checked into their hotel and all that kind of stuff. And there was about 25 people in the lobby, at the bar hanging out. And so I went in and they're like, "Oh my God, hi, Anthony, we're all here for the conference." And that was the moment that it just kind of hit me. I was talking to a few of them. Tracy Gray's phenomenal wife was there, Shannon. And we were talking and she goes, "You know, you did this." And I was like, "Fuck, I did this. I brought these people together." Well, you know, Jim and I, but you know, this was my kind of idea from the beginning. And so it was like, yeah, it's like, holy shit, I did this. That's when it kind of hit me. And that's when also the other part of the responsibility hit me that, okay, now I've got to really be on my game because now I've got to be a host to all these people for the next 2 days and really ensure that they are getting what they're expecting to get. You know, not that I can guarantee that, not that I can control any of that, but, you know, I can certainly do the very best I can do to be a good host, I thought. And I really worked at doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was 2 days. I know you had a post as well. Roy Hunter did a post event. Yeah. So it was 2 days. And the point being that you really kind of mixed this up. It wasn't just even though it was the Pacific Northwest Hypnosis Conference, it wasn't just purely about hypnosis. You brought in a lot of other things that are really relevant and important to practitioners.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So we had what we labeled as our community event day. And on that day, we had two different kind of tracks going. We had a track for hypnotists that wanted to present information to the community at large about anxiety or whatever it is that they work with. And then we had people that actually are SEO specialists. That's what their business is. They're bloggers, they're marketers. An entertainment attorney, an accountant, people who all their work is supporting our work as solopreneurs, right? As entrepreneurs, who is supporting us? And how can we tap into those resources? And so we brought those resources to the people so they could meet them directly. And you know, I mean, we had Holly come out. Holly is the gal that's done all my headshots for years now. And she came out and she spoke about the importance of small business branding photography and how to do some of that and what are the important aspects of that and why it's important to have a good headshot and a good photographer and why you don't want to just take your iPhone out and stand at the beach and go, snap, oh, there's my professional picture. You know, I mean, it's a great picture and all, but it's not the same, right? Mm. And she had set up a whole booth where you could get many headshots that day. You know, I mean, so I tried to do something different, right? Something that would encourage people to really be involved in their business and understand their business from another level. So that was very different, right? I haven't seen that before. I'm sure it's been done. I mean, it's not like we've reinvented the frickin' wheel or anything, but I hadn't seen that before, right? And we did. We had people from the community. We had a young man write us a letter a couple days before. A guy that's just getting ready to go off to college in New York, and he does some magic and stuff. And he's like, "Hey, you know, I really don't have the funds for this, but could I come and volunteer?" And we're like, come on out. Jim and I are both like, please come out, check the industry out. You know, you're young. Let's see if we can't get you in tune with what's with the community, with the tribe. And and he had just an amazing time. He was a really, really nice young man. It was a great weekend.
Nice. And we've talked about this before on this podcast, how, okay, you go to a training and people train you in a particular method or way of working to support and help people through using hypnosis and hypnotic techniques. But it's not, even though some of them are offering you kind of business training alongside it, that they're not offering you a business in a box, right? They're not saying to you, this is everything you need to go away and set up a business. And I think that really is an important distinction, right? Because also, if you're looking at these international schools, and especially now where you can train online from anywhere in the world, it's impossible for a school that's teaching on, you know, students from all over the world, it's impossible for one school to be able to teach you everything you need to know to set up a business in every country.
Right.
Right. Because there's local laws within the states. Oh my every God, single yes. state has its own laws and regulations and licenses and everything's different from state to state. Right. It's there's no blanket. If you train in California, this is going to be valid in New York. No,
exactly. That is correct. And even in California, it's county to county.
Right.
It's even more difficult. Yeah. Yes.
So it's as much as you go to a particular training academy to learn the skills that you need to be a change worker, right? To start that journey as a change worker. And as much as they say to you, okay, we're going to give you a bolt-on course of business building, marketing, you know, how to attract clients and things like that. There's so much that goes into running a practice behind that beyond the getting clients that schools don't and can't offer you that kind of support. So I think it's naive. And I think a lot of people maybe fall into this where I'm going to go and do this training and then boom, clients are just going to land in my lap and I'm going to have a business. Right. It's not true. It's really not true, right? You should expect to come away from a hypnosis academy knowing how to help people overcome anxiety, lose weight, stop smoking, all of these, you know, different things that hypnosis is so, so effective for, but don't expect to come away as a seasoned business owner or marketer or accountant.
Right.
These are other skills that either you come to the training with because you've run a business before, or you have to go and learn them. And yes, it's a lot. It's a lot of things that you need to learn and understand to have a fully functioning business.
Right. And I mean, that was one of the reasons why we invited Carl Smith over as our keynote, is because he believes the same thing that we do. It's business first, marketing second, therapist third. You don't get to play therapy until you've done the marketing and the business aspect. Those are the things that support the therapy. The therapy doesn't support those things. And people generally look at it the other way around, that if I'm a really great guy, look at how fabulous I am, everybody's going to want to line up to work with me. right? And I mean, they should be. I'm freaking awesome. But the challenge is that no one knows that. Who the fuck knows that, right? Mm. We've got to get out there and let people know who we are. We've got to build that no trust like factor. And then people start to fall and go like, that's somebody I need to work with because they're speaking my language, right? Mm-hmm. They don't know what language you're speaking until they hear you talk. And so you've got to get out there. You've got to be seen. Yeah, I mean, it's really so important for new businesses to be able to somehow make a mark. And it's not always easy. You and I know that. We've been doing even this podcast for years, and we were just having a conversation today. How do we increase? What do we need to do to make some changes even with this so we can reach a larger audience? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as fabulous as we both are, we still have things that we need to learn.
Of course. And I'd be worried if we didn't.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure.
I'd be even more worried if we didn't think we needed to, you know, that's.
And therein lies the big thing, is that we can be constructively self. We can look at what we're doing and say, okay, what can we do a little differently? It's not that we're doing anything wrong. But what can we do to create more? And I hope that the conference helped people do that.
Yeah.
Right. Those questions and dive into those answers. And because we did a lot of stuff to try to help people build their business. That's what I mean, you know how I am. I thrive off of other people's success. That's why I do what I do. Yeah, it was. I think it was a good weekend. It was so freaking tiring. Oh my God. But I loved every moment of it.
And that's it. As a participant in these things, you want to come away with actionable things that you can go away and put into practice. You know, I remember going to loads of conferences as a teacher, and you want to come away from a session with like, here's some things you can go and test out tomorrow in your class, you know, games or whatever it is, things that you can just go away and do and put into practice. And it's the same thing here. People go, you at the end of the day, as a participant, there's an investment here. You want to come away knowing that you've learned things that you can go and immediately put into practice, right? Tools and things. So, you know, you had an option for people to go and get mini headshots done there and then. That's amazing. You know, you go, you sit in a booth. Awesome. You come away, you've got some headshots that you can then go and, you know, upload to your website, put on LinkedIn, wherever it is that you want to use them. But that's a brilliant thing for people to be able to come away with. You know, little things that people don't think about, you know, what are the laws that you need to take into consideration? You know, things like safeguarding clients and things like that, you know. We do need to go into a deeper dive into these things. Mm-hmm. And that's part of a problem with some training academies where they do sell you this idea that you're going to come away and you're going to be an instant success.
You're going to make $3,675 every single day by being a non-smoking specialist. All you have to do is work with smokers. They're going to be lining up around the block. I've done it. Yeah. I made $1 million last year.
Because everybody who smokes really wants to give up.
Right. No one who smokes wants to smoke. They're all waiting for you. It's like, no.
But I think it was Anthony Jaquin that said he mentioned a guy called there's a podcast called The George something or other. I have to look up the podcast. And his whole thing about marketing is it's all about relationships. You know, you're building relationships with people. That's what marketing is. You know, it's not just, hey, here's my product. You have to build relationships with your audience.
Right.
And
that's
what the know, like, trust factor comes down to, right? It's constantly working on and nurturing and loving that relationship. You know, whether you know those people individually or not, you know, we know people could follow you, follow your content for years before they get in touch with you because it's just not the right time for them. They want to get to know a bit more about what you do. They're still researching certain things. You know, financially, they might not feel like they're ready to make that investment or whatever it is. And it may be that they get in touch with you a year or 2 years later and say, right, I'm ready. You know, because you've been nurturing that relationship with them.
Right. They're getting to know who you are.
Yeah, right. And it's a graft. It is a graft from the side, you know, from this side, if you like. It's a hard graft. I know, you know, for example, we had a lady called Sarah Picaro on here in the first season. Really, really lovely girl. I've watched her grow her business and she's done an amazing job and she's consistently shown up every single day. And she's worked really, really hard. And she's built an amazing, she's built an amazing business, an amazing practice, helping people overcome narcissistic abuse in relationships. And she's done that through creating content, consistently showing up, consistently connecting with her audience and nurturing those relationships with the people that have been following her.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because, so I told you I got to take this trip to Vancouver with Carl and he introduced me to somebody that, metaphorically slapped the shit out of me, in the nicest way possible. So I met a gentleman by the name of, and anybody who's listening needs to check this gentleman out if you don't already know who he is. His name is Dov Barron. He's one of the world's leading motivational speakers, leadership experts. He did the personality profiles for the UN on Putin and Trump. The guy is absolutely amazing. And he asked me some really pointed questions. And when I didn't know how to answer one of them, when I actually did answer one of them, and you know, in the way that I think even a client would kind of answer me if I asked it, he was like, no. and he, you know, I found out that as much, you know, I love doing what I do, right? And I love the people I work with. And what do I specialize in? But anxiety, anger, and codependency, right? Because those are things that I've dealt with. But here's what he challenged me about. He said to me, he says, so what's wrong with your business? And I'm thinking, well, I didn't know there's anything wrong with it, but you know, what's wrong with your business? And then we talked a little bit about some challenges that I'd been having. And he then, the conversation was all of a sudden looked right at me and just hammered me. He says, all right, what didn't you have as a child that you needed? I mean, just out of the blue, right? And I was like, and I'm thinking, I'm like, well, nothing really. I mean, we had everything that we wanted. We had, you know, I mean, we had what we needed, right? And that's what I said. And he was like, well, bullshit. He says, if that's the story you're telling yourself, he says, you need to go get some help. He says, now I want you. And I mean, he just was just, he's good at what he does. And I figured out where I've been missing a piece of the work I've been doing, right? I don't need to be working with anxiety people. Yes, I've had a few anxiety attacks in my past. And yes, I've dealt with anxiety, but it's not my passion. My passion is working and helping people understand codependency and interdependent relationships, right? Mm. And so he was able to get me there in a very interesting way. And so it's going to be changing the way I'm doing some things, right? Because of the way he challenged my thoughts. Mm. On what I was doing and how I was doing it. And I mean, that's the same thing that we do. I mean, he's one of the world's leading experts in NLP, so he probably has got a little bit better at it. He's been doing like motivational speaking since he's 26 and he's older than I am. So for a long, long time, like more than 30 years, so the guy was freaking amazing. And his wife, oh my God, I fell in love with her. I just to sit next to her again and her energy was just like, oh, I'm at home. They're just, they were the most wonderful people. And I would never have suspected that that's who I was going to be able to be introduced to, right? This person who could probably end up changing the trajectory of my career. So it was really nice.
Yeah. Well, look, sometimes, and that's the whole point of what we do, isn't it? We need somebody else to look, you know, somebody else's perspective, because we're lost in the whirlwind of our own perspective. And it's hard to kind of pull yourself out of that sometimes and to see things from somewhere, see things from a different angle.
Right.
You know, it's hard to see your own blind spots, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, you get lost in the minutiae. You get lost in the daily activities, the daily grind of what's going on. It's just the way that we were talking a few weeks ago, how I lost my spiritual practice for almost 2 years because I was so busy trying to survive and trying to control things and try to make sure that everything was going to be okay, that I even lost some of my purpose during that time, I think, in just that survival mode. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the first Pacific Northwest conference. Is there going to be a second?
Oh, God, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, absolutely.
So I keep calling it the first then and not just the one-off.
the first annual Pacific Northwest Hypnosis Conference, yes. There's definitely going to be a second one. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. It's going to be more local, I think. Right? Because that's really who it's intended for. This isn't meant to be a worldwide, I mean, I'm not going to say don't come, but this isn't meant to be HypnoThoughts, right? Mm. HypnoThoughts is HypnoThoughts. And that's why I love HypnoThoughts, right? But this is really meant to be a regional, local, for those who can't afford to get to the things like HypnoThoughts and travel around the world, let's get you the information. We're going to bring it to you. That's the idea, the intent, right? So I think it's going to be exciting. We're going to see what's fun. And then next year, I think you're going to actually be there. Yeah. I can see your head shaking already.
I would love to. I honestly would really love to. So let's see how the year pans out.
Yeah, well, Tim and Britt are even maybe talking about the possibility of being able to head over as well. So that would be lovely too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. And if you are thinking about throwing together a conference, drop Anthony a line. He can tell you what to expect. Good, bad, and everything in between.
I can say no. No, I say whatever. Go ahead.
I think you hit on something really, really important there. And you know, when you are organizing an event, be the person, make sure that you connect with every single person that shows up, whether it's 10 people, 50 people, or 1,000 people, you know, shake everybody's hand, say hello and thanks for coming. You know, be that person. Be that person that genuinely appreciates every person making the effort and the investment to get there, to collaborate and be a part of what you're putting together.
Right. Without their support, there would be no conference.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I think that makes a huge difference. And that makes people feel like, oh, wow, you know, you're the person that's put this together and you're taking out even a few minutes just to shake my hand and say, hey, and make sure that I'm having, you know, I'm getting what I need out of this experience. And I think that's huge.
Yeah, I hope so. I pride myself on my hostessing abilities. I love to throw a party.
Get you dressed up in a little maid's outfit next time.
Oh goodness! Now that's a whole other kind of party. I love you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. You can also join our mailing list at hypnotichealers.com.